Good evening and welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark in downtown Visalia. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for game two of the six-game series against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Rawhide defeated the Quakes yesterday by a score of 16-7 in a game that took 3 hours and 31 minutes. 16 walks were given up by the Quakes pitching staff. That is a new franchise record for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. They are the single-A affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers, and your Rawhide are the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. And now here are the Rawhide taking the field at 6:27. Rawhide are wearing their traditional cream uniforms that they wear at home with black socks and black hat with a red V. The Quakes are wearing their traditional gray unis with blue, with their blue socks, blue and yellow script on the front and back for the name and numbers. And then they're wearing their blue hat as always. Again, that is their traditional road uniforms. Joe Elbies will be on the mound for the Rawhide. We'll give you his stats and tell you who is due up for the Quakes, their lineup, as well as the lineup for the Rawhide as soon as the national anthem is finished up. Again, I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for game two of six against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. First pitch coming up next.
Ladies and gentlemen, this time to honor America and for those who can rise and stand, time now for the playing of our national anthem of the United States of America, flag of the USA, hanging proudly above the right field fence. Ladies and gentlemen, the Star Spangled Banner. Thank you, baseball buddies, as you run off the field. Thank you very much. And now behind home plate or near home plate, time now for a few words from our baseball buddies, actually our play ball kids. What do you say? Real loud.
Almost time for first pitch at Valley Strong Ballpark. The Rawhide looking to make it two in a row after defeating the Quakes 16-7 yesterday. Joe Elbies on the mound for the Rawhide. And here's the lineup for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes that he will be facing. Leading off at shortstop, number 13, Jose Azara, batting second. Second baseman, Ryan Dancone, followed by the center fielder, Chris Newell. In the cleanup spot behind the plate is Tyrone Lorenzo. Batting fifth, the designated hitter, Jorge Puerta, followed by the right fielder, Juan Alonso. Batting seventh at third base is Kenneth Betancourt. Batting eighth at first, Dayton Dooney. And batting ninth in left field is Cameron Decker. On the mound today for the Quakes is Jared Karros, right-handed pitcher. 6'7" right-handed pitcher out of UCLA. We'll see him in the next half inning. Right now it is Joe Elbies on the mound, and here's the starting lineup for your Visalia Rawhide. Leading off for the Rawhide in left field, Anderson Rojas. Batting second at third base, Jose Fernandez. Followed by the designated hitter, David Martin. In the cleanup spot behind the plate, it's Christian Cerda. Batting fifth at first base, Gavin Conticello. Followed by the right fielder, Brett Johnson. Batting seventh in center field, Alvin Guzman. Followed by the second baseman, Manuel Pena. And batting ninth at shortstop, Juan Corniel.
Jose Azara.
And we are ready for first pitch. A few minutes behind schedule. 6:32 local time here in Visalia. First pitch from Elbies. Misses inside. Ball one. First pitch at 6:32. The pitch. Line towards center field. Lands in for a base hit. Azara has a leadoff single for the Quakes.
First pitch of the game brought to you by Golden Valley Painting. Painting the corner of the East since 2002.
And it is 94 degrees here for first pitch.
First bingo number, which happens to be N33. Second base with number 16, Rendoncon.
Rendoncon bats from the right side. Runner on first, nobody out. Here's the pitch. It's a strike on the inside corner. Elbies, 1-1 with a 2.82 ERA this season. Elbies, glove at the right ear, now delivers, and the pitch misses inside. This is his seventh start of the year. He was the opening day starter. Not only this year, but last year as well. Infield shading to the left. Double play depth, the pitch comes high and inside, and it hits Doncone's left hand. Runners on first and second now.
I-20, I-2-0. Now batting center fielder, number 9, Chris Noel.
Now batting from the left side is Chris Newell. The pitch misses high. One oh count. Here's the pitch. It is a strike on the inside corner. Infield now shading to the right, still at double play depth. First baseman Conticello was very close to the first base line. The pitch driven towards center field. Guzman had a late break on it, and he goes back. It one hops the wall. One run will score as Azara rounds third. 1-0 ball game. Doncone stays at third base, or rather is stopped at third base. Runners on second and third, and Chris Newell for the second game in a row has an RBI double in the first inning. One nothing ball game, top of the first. Still nobody out. Runner on third, Doncone, and on second, it's Newell. The catcher, Lorenzo, batting from the left side. Infield is back with nobody out, still shading to the right. Elbies delivers, and it's a strike on the inside corner. Catching for Elbies today, Christian Cerda. Third baseman, Jose Fernandez. Shortstop, Juan Corniel. At second base, Manuel Pena. And the first baseman is Gavin Conticello. 0-1. Swung on and missed, strike two. In left field, it's Anderson Rojas. Center field, Alvin Guzman. And in right field, Brett Johnson. The pitch is swung on and missed.
At strikeout triple by Bobby Bell, Pizzeria and Tampa, located downtown, a 2023 Best of Central California Award nominee. B11, B11 is the
Ronzo's strikes out for the first out of the inning. That strikeout is brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. Located in downtown Visalia, the mill and crust, we trust. Now Jorge Puerta bats from the right side. He's the designated hitter. Still two runners in scoring position, but one out. Pitch misses outside. The pitch swung on and missed. That was a breaking ball that Elbies delivered. Puerta batting 241 on the year. Swings of the pitch. It's popped up behind the plate. It'll reach the grandstands.
Look out, fans. That is in the grandstands. It's a...
So it lands it on our roof. It lands it on. It lands it on the concrete and then came up and hit our metal roof. Whoever decided to put a metal roof on a box in Visalia when it's 100 degrees, about half the year. Not a fan. It is a 1-2 count. Pitch to Puerta, misses low and outside. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch. Grounded foul, third base side towards the Rawhide dugout. The pitch, cold, strike three on the inside corner. Puerta goes down looking for the second out of the inning. That's strikeout. The second one, second consecutive strikeout, by the way, for Elbies. Another one brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria.
Right fielder, Juan Alonso.
Juan Alonso now bats from the right side. Still two runners in scoring position. Here's the pitch. It's a strike on the outside corner. Runner on third, still Doncone, who was hit by a pitch, and Newell's on second. He had the RBI double to make it a 1-0 game. That's the score here in the first. Elbies kicks. Pitch comes high, gets by Cerda for a second. Here's the throw home. It's not in time. Doncone safe with a head first slide. Almost got there in time. It will be a pass ball. One count, two down. Now a runner on third, and it's a 2-0 ball game. The pitch misses high and in. Two-one, fouled off out of play on the right side. That lands in North Gidding Street. Two-two, swung on, foul tipped. Count remains at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch is low in the dirt. Ball three. Count is now full. There is some movement in the Rawhide pen right now. Looks like Tejeda starting to warm. Elvis nearing 25 pitches. Here's the pitch. Hard one hopper to the shortstop, Corniel. He backhands it, sets his feet, and the throw to first beats Alonzo by about half a step. But the Quakes do lead 2-0 now, heading into the bottom of the first. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Anderson Rojas leading off for the Rawhide. Bottom of the first inning. Rawhide trailed by two. The pitch is fouled off. Oh, 01 misses high. Rojas batting from the left. The right-handed pitcher delivers, and it's fouled off. Jared Caro's tall right-handed pitcher out of UCLA. He's 1-0 with a 1.56 ERA. 1-2, fouled off. One ball, two strikes. The pitch. Fouled off again. Carlos, this is his third career start and sixth appearance overall this year for the Quakes. This is his second start against the Rawhide. He did start against them last year. The 1-2. Soft line drive gets... No, it does not get through the infield. The second baseman, Don Cohn, makes a nice play on it, but no chance of getting Rojas out. Very soft line drive. It did land in the infield dirt, and I thought it was going to go into center field, but Don Cohn made a nice play on it. Rojas standing on first with the first hit of the day, brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. Jose Fernandez batting from the right side. The pitch to Fernandez is a strike on the outside corner. Due after Fernandez is the designated hitter David Martin, followed by the catcher Christian Cerda and Gavin Contasello. Batting sixth, Brett Johnson and Alvin Guzman, Manuel Pena, and Juan Corniel today for the Rawhide. 0-1 from Caros. Bounces well in front of the plate. Because of that, Rojas takes off the throw to second. Is not in time. Rojas advances on the wild pitch. He had a nice jump, though, as soon as he saw it hit the dirt. Runner in scoring position for the Rawhide. They trail by two in the bottom of the first inning. Here's the pitch. Deep fly ball to right field. Alonzo stays right where he is, makes the catch. Rojas will try to tag. Wow, what a throw from Alonzo, but it's a little offline towards home plate. Showing off the gun there in right field, though. That is the first out of the inning, but the Rawhide have a runner on third as the designated hitter, David Martin, comes to the plate. By the way, catching today for Caros is Tyrone Lorenzo, third baseman Kenneth Betancourt, the shortstop Jose Azara, and at second base is Ryan Doncone, first baseman Dayton Dooney. First pitch to Martin misses inside, ball one. In left field, Cameron Decker, center field, Chris Newell. In right, it's Juan Alonzo. Infield shading slightly to the right, 1-0. Fouled off into the netting. Infield shifting to the right. Caros, glove at the belt, delivers. Martin swings and misses at a breaking ball. Count is 1-2. The pitch, low and inside, gets by the catcher. Here comes Rojas, no throw home, and the Rawhide have answered back. 2-1 ball game now. That one on a wild pitch. So 2-1 ball game. Bases are now empty for David Martin. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Rawhide trail by one. The pitch, fouled off. Martin this season batting .294. Yesterday he walked five times in one game. Again, there were 16 walks given up by the Quakes pitching staff yesterday. The 2-2, fouled off. So Caris again. This is the second time he's facing the Rawhide. He faced them back in April. He allowed one run on two hits over 3 2/3 innings and a no decision. The pitch. Called strike three on the inside corner. Martin goes down looking for the second out. Two away, nobody on for Christian Cerda, the catcher. And by the way, that game was his professional debut here at Valley Strong Ballpark. In his last outing, though, he allowed two unearned runs over on three hits over four innings in a no decision against Stockton. That was on May 11th. Pitch to Cerda, a strike on the outside corner. Oh, 1. Tries to check his swing, but he does go around. Caros, of course, is the son of former Dodger in 1992 NL Rookie of the Year, Eric Caros. He was drafted by the Dodgers in the 16th round last year out of UCLA. 0-2, misses low and in, ball one. One ball, two strikes. Pitch to Cerda, high and in, ball two. Low and outside, ball three. Cerda is batting .245 on the year. Payoff pitch to Cerda. Foul tipped. We'll do it again. Vaquero steps. Slow ground ball to the third baseman, Betancourt. He fields it on the infield grass. The throw to first still beats Cerda by a step to end the inning with a Rawhide do score run. 2-1 ball game as we go into the second inning. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes DRD Pro and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places.
First pitch from Elbies misses low, ball one. Here's the 1-0 to Betancourt. He swings the line drive towards right center field. Guzman almost overruns it towards right center, but stops himself and makes the play. One away.
First baseman, number five, Dayton.
Now Dayton Dooney bats from the right side. Two to one ball game, top of the second inning. The Quakes lead. Elbies delivers. Pitches swung on and missed. One of those runs is not earned to Elbies, though, because of the pass ball that allowed a run to score. So just one earned run on Elbies. The pitch. Breaking ball that just misses. Looked good from up here. One-one. There's a strike at the knees on the outside part of the plate. Dooney batting 231 on the year. Time is called by Dooney. This is his first game of the series. He had yesterday off. The pitch is swung on, ground ball back up the middle. Elbies tried to kind of kick it with his foot, but he's unable to do so, and neither of the middle infielders is able to make the play.
075.
One out, single for the Quakes as their third hit of the day. As Cameron Decker, the left fielder, comes to the plate, he was the designated hitter yesterday. Here's the pitch. It misses inside. Ball one. Decker batting 226 on the year. Due up after him is the top of the order, Jose Azara. 1-0. Comes inside. Dooney has not attempted a stolen base this year. The 2-0. Strike at the knees. Albies has a fastball, changeup, curveball, and slider. Fastball sits right around 93. 2-1. Outside ball 3. The pitch. Cold. Strike 3 on the inside corner. Decker. No, he had the... calling balls and strikes behind home plate is Evan Anderson, and Spencer Kim is on the bases. Evan Anderson rung up Decker, but it was only strike 2. Here's a 3-2. Swung on and missed strike 3. The throw to second is high and not in time because of that, but... they're going to say there was a interference. I believe an interference on the batter. So because of that, Dooney is out, and that will end the inning. Right? Yeah. 3 outs. Weird sequence of events where I thought it was strike 3, sort of the home plate umpire. Evidently was not, and then Decker does eventually strike out. Dooney stole second, but... he was called out because of batter's interference. So one of the weirdest 1-2-3 innings I've ever seen. But Rawhide will take it. Joe Albies will take it. The Quakes lead 2-1 going into the bottom of the second inning. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Celebrate the national pastime in Cooperstown with the annual Hall of Fame Classic, May 27th at historic Doubleday Field. The Classic features Hall of Famers and recently retired players representing all 30 Major League teams in both the Home Run Derby and a Legends Game. Join us in Cooperstown for this family tradition. Get your tickets today at baseballhall.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
Gavin Condicello takes the strike. Condicello leading off for the Rawhide in a 2-1 ball game. Bottom of the second inning, the pitch. Misses low in the dirt, 1-1. Infield shading to the right against Condicello. 1-1. Line down the right field side, hooking. And it's a fair ball. Condicello rounds first. He's heading for second. It goes all the way into the corner. And now the right fielder, Alonzo, gets it in. Both a strong throw. Condicello stays at second. So it's the one area of the ballpark from this booth we can't see very well. But it was a fair ball down the right field side. The ball did get away from Alonzo very slightly in right field, but again, he has a very strong arm. Condicello did not want to risk it. Runner in scoring position with nobody out, and Brett Johnson will bat from the left side. The pitch just misses outside. Johnson batting 213 on the year. Yesterday, he went 3-for-5 with the walk. Time is called. Actually, I beg your pardon, it's Karros who stepped off. So it was his first disengagement of the at-bat. 1-0 count. Hard ground ball. One hopper to the first baseman, Dooney. Underhand tosses to Karros. It's a foot race to the bag, but Johnson is retired. One down. Now Alvin Guzman comes to the plate, batting from the right side. Conticello still the runner on third. Guzman batting 242 on the year. He had the night off yesterday. Infield comes in for the Quakes. They lead by one in the bottom of the second. The pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike. Oh, 1. Another breaking ball that Guzman waves at. Oh, 2. Low and outside. Karros 1-0 on the year with a 1.56 ERA. Again, this is his sixth appearance and third start of the year. He's thrown 17 innings for the Quakes. The pitch. Swung on and missed strike 3. It was in the dirt, so Guzman will be tagged out by the catcher. Lorenzo to complete the strikeout. 2 down, and Manuel Pena comes to the plate batting from the left side. Pena with a 170 batting average this season. Runner on third still. Opportunity for the Rawhide to tie the game. 2 down, infield scoots back. He swings the first pitch and it's fouled off. Oh, 1. Misses in. Wind blowing out to right just slightly. Pitch to Pena, misses in again. So Karros threw his 17 innings pitched. He has struck out 25 while walking 7. And he was drafted out of UCLA in the 16th round last year. The pitch is fouled off out of play. He's actually from the town next to me. I'm originally from Hermosa Beach, California. He grew up in Manhattan Beach, California. I wonder if he went to Costa. MiraCosta is the local high school for Manhattan Beach and Hermosa Beach. The pitch is swung on and foul tipped. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch is fouled off. And just looking at UCLA's roster, he did go to MiraCosta. I did not. I went to the Catholic school. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch to Pena. Misses low ball 3. But honestly, it makes sense that he would go to Costa and be from Manhattan Beach. I mean, if I'm his dad, Eric Karros, I'm going to be living in Manhattan Beach as well if I was playing for the Dodgers. Here's the 3-2. Slow ground ball to the second baseman. Dooney picks it up, underhand tosses to the pitcher for the final out of the inning. 066. The Quakes still lead 2-1 as we head into the third. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Jose Ezzara.
Joe Elbies back on the mound, first pitch. Ezzara tries to bunt it down the third base side. Joe Elbies comes off the mound. The throw to first is in time. What a play by the pitcher, Elbies.
How about being on number I-24, I-24. The batter, second baseman, Kane.
One away. First pitch, Doncone is fouled off. He tried to check his swing, but the ball found the bat. Doncone was hit by a pitch in his first at bat. That pitch misses low now. One ball, one strike, one out. The pitch swung on, a flare line drive to Manuel Pena. He only took 3 steps back towards the outfield grass to make the play. That sounded like a broken bat as well.
0-69,
two down.
0-69. Now battling center fielder Chris Noel.
Chris Noel bats from the left. 2 down. Oh, one count now. Oh, one is popped up. Shallow center field. Shortstop Corniel goes out, but it is Guzman who comes in, and he makes the play. 1-2-3, inning of work for Elbies. Rawhide still trail by one going into the bottom half of the third. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Thank you.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000 pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Juan Cornell leaves it off for the Rawhide. He squares to bunt, offers but misses. Strike one. Carroll's back on the mound. Oh-1. Swung on and missed. Count is 0-2. Pitch is fouled off down the third base side. No balls, 2 strikes. It is the bottom of the third inning. Rawhide trail 2-1. Carroll steps in, delivers a pitch, and misses out. Ball one. Infield shading to the right against Cornell. He's a switch hitter for the team. The pitch popped up. Third base side, it will reach the grandstands. And some kids go running for the souvenir ball.
Slicing fresh for over 50 years.
Rawhide only have 2 hits today. Pitch to Cornell, swung on and missed, strike 3. That is the 3rd strikeout of the day for Jared Karros. And he is now just over 45 pitches thrown today. Top of the order at the plate, Anderson Rojas. He's batting 315 on the year. Yesterday he was the player of the game. Part of the Toyota post-game interview. Here's the pitch. Misses very outside. Ball one. I've been really impressed with Rojas and Fernandez, who's on deck. They've been with the Rawhide just about 2 weeks now. They came in the middle of the Inland Empire Series 2 weeks ago, and they're both hitting really well for the team. The pitch is fouled off. Rojas has been a little bit more consistent, batting 315. Fernandez batting 255, but just really impressed with what I've seen so far, their work ethic, with their ability to adjust to pitchers. So that pitch is fouled off. Count is 1-2. I think one thing that this team tends to do offensively is they're a little slow to get going. If you have noticed, especially in the Fresno series, they tend to score a lot of runs in the 8th or 9th inning. Which is great, but if you could do them the second, your life would be quite a bit easier. The 1-2 misses low in the dirt. Ball 2, and not just your life, but in particular your starting pitcher and your pitching staff. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Rojas did single up the middle for the first hit of the game. 2-2. Low and inside, ball 3. That's where Karros has been throwing to left-handed hitters, low and inside. We've seen that a few times already this inning, not only with Rojas, but with Cornell as well. 3-2. Fouled off out of play, third base side. And that lands in the Northgate parking lot. There's a broken window for Vision Glass Works for all your auto glass needs. Call or text Justin. Payoff pitch. Popped up. Third base side. The catcher gives chase, but it will reach 4 rows up in the grandstand on the third base side. The pitch is drilled towards left center field. It'll land for a base hit. In front of the left fielder, Decker Rojas takes a large turn around first, but Decker gets it in to hold him to a single. He is 2 for 2 today.
Heading to the plate.
One out hit, and Jose Fernandez will bat from the right side. Pickoff attempt at first. He's back safely diving. Rojas has two stolen bases. I should add, two stolen bases in two attempts. If you remember, he's only been here about 2 weeks. Actually, I think exactly 2 weeks now. He joined us on Wednesday, 2 weeks ago. So, yes, him and Fernandez at the plate 2 weeks. The pitch swung on. Line drive towards shallow right field. Alonso makes a sliding play near the line to rob Fernandez of a base hit. Nice play by the right fielder. Two down for David Martin, the designated hitter. So Martin struck out swinging in his first at-bat. In that at-bat, he had his hair in a little man bun. I don't know if you remember seeing that. But when it gets hot, like it almost always is here in Visalia, sometimes he puts his hair in a small bun right at the nape of the neck, and after striking out looking, he decides to put it down. I like the strategy. Pickoff attempt at first. Rojas back safely diving. I mean, it's only weird if it doesn't work, right? Karros, glove at the belt. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Count is 0-1. For those of you who don't know, baseball players are notorious for being superstitious, baseball players and softball players. I always would switch out my bows, softball players, back when I played at least, would always wear bows. That's kind of gone away recently. But I would switch out my bows based on if I hit well or not. Another pickoff attempt at first, Rojas back safely diving. That is the second disengagement for Caro, so if he steps off again, it'll have to result in an out. So I respect Martin changing up his hairstyle in between at-bats. 0-1 misses outside, especially as the designated hitter. You got a whole half inning to decide how you want to style your hair, depending on your superstition or whatever you're feeling that day. Infield shading to the right. 1-1. Popped up. Left center field, center fielder Newell giving chase, but it is the left fielder Decker who makes the play. To end the inning, Rawhide strand a runner on first. They still trail by one as we go into the fourth inning. It'll be Joey Gonzalez on the play-by-play. When you come back, you've been listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Joey Gonzalez with you for the fourth through the sixth inning. Tyrone LaRonza will begin things for the Rancho Quakes. First pitch called strike number one. So here in the top of the fourth inning, it's going to be LaRonza, Puerta, and Juan Alonso. The second pitch on the way is low for ball number two. Joe Elbus remains on the mound for the Visalia Rawhide, going through three innings, entering his fourth inning of work. Three strikeouts on the day with a 2.84 ERA on the season. The third pitch on the way is carried into center field. Guzman retreats back about two steps and is able to catch that one easily. And there's one away here in the top of the fourth inning.
Designated hitter, Jorge Puerta.
So here comes Jorge Puerta to the plate, the designated hitter. He did appear last night at catcher as the catcher last night for the Quakes. Jesus Guliz went down with a upper body injury, and Puerta came in, so making his second appearance of the series batting. So Jorge Puerta will take an outside pitch for ball number one. Does have one appearance on the day with a strikeout. Jorge Puerta looking to get on base for the first time as a nice breaking ball from Ellis is called for strike number one, and the count goes even, 1-1. One ball, one strike here on this May 17th evening game. Game two of the series as that one's popped straight backwards. Christian Cerda will take off the mask and unable to catch that one. And you can't tell if there was confusion there between him and Jose Fernandez or if Christian Cerda just lost that one in the air. So Jorge Puerta will get another chance here in the at-bat. One ball, one strike. Now one ball and two strikes. Joe Elbus approaching pitch number 50, currently sitting at 48 pitches. Right-hander wheels and deals. And that one's fouled off to the right side over near the Quakes dugout. And now the umpire will walk the ball back to the pitcher's mound, where Joe Ellis awaits for the pitch. The Visalia Rawhide, this is one of the teams that they've had more, the Rawhide have had more success against the Quakes so far against Southern Division teams, as the Visalia Rawhide this season 4-3 against Rancho. Other teams in the South are the Inland Empire, where Visalia is 2-4 on the year, and Lake Elsinore, where the Rawhide have yet to win. And the pitch from Ellis hits Puerta in about the chest region, just above the Q on the Quakes logo. And there's a one-out base runner. I just mentioned Jorge Puerta hit above the Q on the Quakes uniform. The Rancho Quakes are sporting the what looks similar to the Los Angeles Dodgers away uniform, with the gray and the red numbers, and instead of the Dodgers across the chest, it is the Quakes font. A swing and a miss there from Juan Alonso for strike number one. Juan Alonso will dig in for the second time today. Last time out, he grounded over to the shortstop side where Cornell was able to throw him out. No balls on a strike with one away. That one's hit into center field, and that one's dropping quickly. Charging in is Guzman, and he'll prevent the runners from advancing. And it's a one-out single, and now runners on first and second for the Quakes.
Single number N39.
So runners on first and second. Now Jorge Puerta will advance over to second base. Juan Alonso with a single, and he's on base for the first time this evening. Kenneth Bethencourt will step up to the plate. Had a flyout back in the second inning. Well, the wait for the pitch, batting 254. Had some nice athletic plays at second base yesterday. Waits a pitch as that one goes outside for ball number one. So ahead of the count, one ball, no strikes. Kenneth Bethencourt has moved around the infield really all series so far in just game number two. He started off at second base yesterday, moved over to the shortstop side, and now he finds himself at third base. Only base we haven't seen him at this week really is that first base side. And speaking of the first base side, Dooney has moved over there. Dayton Dooney, the first baseman. And that's really based off of that adjustment that the Quakes have had to make as Jesus Galiz went down yesterday. Two balls and a strike all the way. Fouled straight backward for Bethencourt. And the count goes even at 2-2. Joe Elbus trying to get the two-out opportunity right here for the Rawhide. Could really use it right here, but the Rawhide do have a chance to turn a double play. Two balls, two strikes. The upcoming pitch on the way from Elbus clips the outside corner for strike number two, as that was actually strike number two, so the count is even 2-2. 2-2 with one away. Kenneth Bethencourt looking for his 10th RBI of the season. The pitch on the way. Breaking ball misses into the opposite batter's box, and the count goes full, 3-2. Kenneth Bethencourt batting from the right side. A lot of right-handed hitters on this Rancho Quakes team. Waiting on deck for the Quakes is Dayton Dooney, the Quakes' first baseman. The payoff pitch all the way from Elbus, and he misses outside. Christian Sorta tried to frame that one back over just to his left side, and as a result, it's going to be bases loaded, and Christian Sorta is going to make his way out to the mound and have a quick discussion. And as that happens, also the pitching coach number 24, Rolando Arenado, will make his first appearance onto the mound tonight. So the Visalia Rawhide will have a complete infield meeting. And as a result, that's a Rawhide mound visit. The Shaw team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Shaw team, where community matters. So now the home plate umpire will make his way out and end the discussion. Home plate umpire for today is Evan Anderson. He was a first base umpire yesterday. The first base umpire today is Spencer Kim, who was calling the balls and strikes yesterday. So finally, Coach Arenado will make his way off the mound. Christian Sorta will make his way back as well. And Joe Elbus will get ready for his next batter. Really the most traffic that the Rawhide have seen all day long. And we'll see how Elbus is able to attack right here. Puerta on third, Alonzo on second, Bethencourt at first. Elbus was able to get a leadoff flyout in the form of Tyrone Laronzo. And since then, three straight batters have reached for the Quakes, and it's now Dayton Dooney at the plate, followed by Cameron Decker, if the Quakes can find a way to get runners on. Quakes lead this ballgame 2-1. The only scoring came in the first inning. Two for the Quakes in the first, one for the Rawhide in the bottom of the first inning. The pitch on the way misses in the dirt. A nice block by Christian Sorta. Elbus now with pitch number 60 on the day. And even one ball, one strike count. Dane Dooney will dig in once again from the right side. Mentioned earlier, quite a bit of right-handed hitting for this Quakes team. The 1-1 pitch, it looked like a slider. And a nice piece of pitching there by Joe Ellis. And he's now ahead of the count. 1-2. Joe Ellis, the 6-1 right-hander from Caracas, Venezuela. Looking to record another strikeout today. Dane Dooney trying to give this Quakes team a lead. And struck him out. Froze him on the outside corner. Beautiful pitch by Joe Ellis. Dooney goes down via the K. And there's now a two-way here in the top of the fourth inning. As a result of that strikeout, it is a Mill strikeout. The strikeout is brought to you by The Mill, located in downtown Visalia. Weekly specials including Family Night on Thursdays. The Mill, in crust, we trust. So Cameron Decker, the nine batter, will step up to the plate, as Joe Elbus will throw a fastball right past him. Elbus, four strikeouts here on the day. 63 pitches, 40 strikes. So just 23 pitches going for balls so far for Elbus. The 0-1 pitch on the way. That one's fouled backwards. Onto the left side on deck circle, where number 13, Jose Izarra, awaits. No balls, two strikes. Rawhide trying to strand three. The Quakes are trying to capitalize and add on some insurance runs. 2-1 to score here in the top of the fourth inning. Elbus from the left side of the slab. The pitch on the way, and that one's fouled backwards. It really jammed up on Cameron Decker, but unable to get out of the way of that one, and he fouls it backwards, and the count goes no balls and two strikes once again. Two away. Decker will await the pitch. Batting 226, looking for RBI number 10 on the year. The pitch. Breaking ball just missed outside. Christian Sorta trying to frame it. And as a result, it's a 1-2 count. The shortstop, Pizarro, waits up on deck. And the Quakes really have a chance to blow this game open if they can find a way to get the bat on the ball. The pitch. Fouled backwards, and once again, Decker will have a chance to do battle with Joe Elbus.
Wednesday bingo.
Visalia with a dominant victory yesterday. 16-7 was the final score. Rawhide out hit the Quake 15-14 on a game that lasted all through the night. It felt like over 3 hours long. Elvis with the pitch. Just got a piece of that one. Over to the second base side. Pena drops it. And as a result, a run's going to come home to score. It's going to be Jorge Puerta. It looked like a routine play. Pena got in front of it and just kind of bobbled it and dropped straight on the outfield grass. So Puerta will come in to score, and the bases will remain loaded. And we go back to the top of the order in Jose Izarra. So Cameron Decker, the man to reach off of the air. And it is now 3-1 here in the top of the fourth inning. Jose Izarra will bat for the third time today and for the second straight inning. Had a 1-3 bunt back in the third where he was a leadoff hitter. Jose Izarra will await the pitch, a guy who does have a little bit of pop, 2 home runs on the year. Joe Elbus, the 0-1 pitch, breaking ball hits the left side of things, and it goes left of the third base line, and it goes foul. No balls and 2 strikes. So 0-2, Elvis in a nice pitcher's count here. Jose Izarra will get ready for the pitch. The delivery on the way from the stretch, and that's a high fastball. And the Rawhide fans voicing a little bit of their displeasure. And the count goes 1-2 strikes. Very consistent strike zone from the home plate umpire today, Evan Anderson. Izarra will await for the pitch. Sorta sets up on the right side of the box, and a beautiful block as that one bounces into the front of the opposite batter's box. That would be the left side, left-handed batter's box. Tristan Sorta gets down to both knees and lets the ball bounce off of his chest. And as a result, the count is now 2-2 strikes as you see the runner over there on third base. 71 pitches for Joe Elbus. We'll see how long his pitch count is as the game continues to roll on. 2-2 delivery, and that one's popped straight up and out of play. It goes outside of Valley Strong Ballpark.
Broca Windows. His Vision Glass Works. That number is 747-2000.
2 strikes. As that's a Vision Glass Works foul ball. 2 strikes. 9 seconds remain on the pitch clock. The delivery from Elbus is high, and it is a ball. 3 count, and it's going to be another payoff pitch scenario. Both of these teams struggled finding the strike zone yesterday. A total of 16 batters were walked from the Quakes, which was a franchise record. Meanwhile, the Rawhide had a fair share of their own as they walked 7. 3-2, payoff pitch on the way, and just missed outside. The Rawhide fans cannot believe it. It looked like a breaking ball that was inside the zone. We'll see if we can get a replay of that one. But as a result, the inning is going to continue to roll on, and it's now 4-1 Quakes here in the top of the fourth inning, and making his way out to the mound is the manager, D. Gardner, and we'll see if that is the end of the night for Joe Elbus. So D. Gardner makes his way out, asks for the ball, and that will be the end of Joe Elbus's night. He goes 74 pitches. And the Quakes are able to score 4 runs. We have a pitching change from Valley Strong Ballpark. We'll take a quick break. The Quakes lead 4-1, and the bases are loaded. You're listening to Visalia Rawhide Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
Second baseman.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on Bally Sports Live. The score is 4-1 as we have a pitching change here in Bally Strong, in Valley Strong Ballpark. As we give you the numbers in just a moment here, as Rain Doncona will step up to the plate for the third time today. Pitch on the way. That one's hit to the left side of the infield and just goes left of the third base bag, called foul. So the new pitcher for the Visalia Rawhide is number 29, Luis Tejeda, the 5'10 right-hander, 170 from Yazama, Dominican Republic, as with the Visalia Rawhide since 2022. No balls and a strike, two away, bases loaded. As currently Bethancourt at third, Decker at second, Izara at first, and a nice pitch right down the side of the plate for strike number two. So two pitches from Tejeda, and it's a no ball, two strike count with two away. Rain Doncona, we'll see if he chokes up a little bit, keeps his left hand on the butt of the bat. Tejeda trying to go, three pitches, three strikes. It's a breaking ball fouled off into the Rawhide dugout, and we'll have a chance to fight off. Trying to stay alive in the count. No balls, two strikes. Two runs scored by the Quakes here in the top of the fourth inning. And that one's hit to the left side of the infield. That one's going to get through the gap. Fernandez went down for a dive. One run's going to come home. Here comes the second. And it's going to be Bethancourt and Decker coming home to score. And the Quakes have another two runs here in the top of the fourth inning. It's now 6-1 in the top of the fourth. Nice piece of hitting there by Rain Doncona. Sometimes you just got to get a little bit of the bat on the ball, really extending out to that one and hit it over to the left side of the infield. Jose Fernandez went down to all fours to try to grab that ball. It just rolled into the outfield, and as a result, it will bring up a dangerous bat of Chris Newell to the plate. So the center fielder, Chris Newell, leads the team in home runs and also leads the California League as he fouls that one back for strike number one. Tejeda, the right-handed thrower. And one thing that's interesting about Chris Newell, he has a lot of success against right-handed throwers. He's batting .325 against right-handers, and he's actually the only Quakes batter who is batting above .300 against right-handed pitching. Really has worked out in his favor this year. In fact, he's hit five bombs off of right-handed pitching. So something to watch here as Chris Newell awaits at the plate. One ball, one strike, two away. Runners on first and second. It's Izara at second, Doncona at first. The 1-1 count on the way to Newell. He hits that one on the hard line shot over to the second base side. Pena drops it once again. Rounding third. Here comes Izara. The throw not in time. Doncona will go over a third. And for the second time this inning, Pena drops the ball at second base. And the inning will continue. The Quakes come home to score once again. And it's now 7-1 in the top of the fourth inning. The struggles continuing for Pena over there at second base. This inning could have been over a long time ago. That's already two outs thrown away by Visalia Fielding. And that one will bring up the cleanup spot, Tyrone Lozano, who also has a lot of pop. Nine home runs, looking for home run number 10. Batting from the left side of things. The pitch on the way, misses outside for ball number one. One ball, no strikes, two away. Manuel Pena entering today had a .935 fielding percentage in his typical shortstop spot, as he only had two errors entering the day, now sitting with four in just the fourth inning. The pitch from Tejeda is a breaking ball missing low, two balls and no strikes. So a long top half of the fourth inning here. The Quakes have put a five-piece up on the board, and they lead 7-1 on two Rawhide errors. 2-0 count here for Tejeda. He throws back over to first, trying to keep Doncona over on the first base side. Doncona on the first base side. Zizara over on third. Two balls, no strikes. And Tejeda will wheel and deal this time. An inside pitch at the belt. And it's another inside pitch for ball number three. So Doncon over at third with Newell at first after reaching off of an error. Only five hits for the Quakes, and they've been able to put up seven runs. That ball misses outside, so it's going to be a four-pitch walk from Tejeda. As a result now, it's going to be Tyrone Lorenzo reaching over there at first.
Batting for the Quakes. Designated hitter, Jorge.
And for the second time this inning, it's going to be Jorge Puerta stepping up to the plate. Nine Quakes batters have hit in this inning, and now make it number 10 for Jorge Puerta. This is actually batter number 11 for the Quakes. If you remember earlier in this inning, Jorge Puerta was hit at the chest, and he was able to come home and score a run later in the inning. So Jorge Puerta will await the pitch. From the head up, pitching from the left side of the slab. A breaking ball fouled into the Rawhide dugout. And the count is now no balls and two strikes. Tejeda could use a strikeout right here. No strikeouts yet. 13 pitches, 8 strikes. So he has been able to find the strike zone, just has not been able to get this final out. 7-1 lead. The 0-2 count for the Quakes batter. The delivery just gets a piece of it. Hit over to the third base side. Fernandez goes over to second. And that will finally end the inning. So a long one as a result. The Quakes are able to score five runs. They lead 7-1 on two Rawhide errors in the top half of the fourth inning. We go to the bottom of the four. Quakes 7, Rawhide 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on Valley Sports Live. Well, back to Rawhide Baseball here on Bally Sports Live. Christian Serta will lead things off in the bottom of the fourth inning. Rawhide have some work to get done after they gave up five runs to the Quakes in that top half of the fourth inning. Luis Tejeda came in for relief and tried to limit the damage. But the damage was done by the Quakes, and now it's time for some offense from the Rawhide. Christian Serta will lead things off here in the top of the fourth inning, as just mentioned, and it will be followed off by Gavin Contasillo and Brett Johnson at the sixth spot. So number six batting at the sixth spot. Christian Serta, the catcher for Visalia, watches that one go outside for ball two. If you're listening to us on radio, Christian Serta bats with a fairly open stance, very similar to a Juan Soto-type stance, I would say, with that foot kind of angled, that left foot, as that one's fouled directly backwards.
Broken Windows, 747-2000 Vision Glass Works.
As that's a Vision Glass Works foul ball, there's another broken window for Vision Glass Works. For all your auto glass needs, call or text Justin at Vision Works Glass. 559-747-2000 for a free quote. That pitch misses high for ball number three. As I was talking about the Juan Soto similarities and Christian Serna with that open stance, that left foot kind of points towards the catcher. He waits the pitch, and that one goes inside for ball four. Serna knew it instantly, and he walks down the line over the first base side, and it's a leadoff walk for the Rawhide. So here comes Gavin Contasello to the plate. Looking to get some offense going here. The left-handed hitter is going to be a right-on-left matchup as the pitcher Jared Carros on the mound. Fourth inning of work. He has three strikeouts on 64 pitches. Pitch number 65 misses into the dirt for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Gavin Contasello trying to raise that batting average up, batting 126 on the year, five RBIs. Contasello did not play yesterday, so the first time we're seeing him in this six-game series against Rancho. Double play, defense set up for the Quakes. Contasello disagreeing with the call as that one is just on the outer part of the plate for strike number one. One ball, one strike, small lead over at first base for Serta. Let's see what Contasello can do here. Swing and a miss for strike number two. Unlike Serta's stance, Gavin Contasello's is a lot more closed. With the left foot and the right foot, basically, if you put a board underneath his feet, would be standing completely balanced on it. One ball, two strikes. The pitch on the way to Contasello, the delivery. And it has to really dig at that one and fouls that one off. And the at-bat will continue. Contasello had a double back in the second inning. Gave it a drive out on the left center field. However, was stranded over at third base when the inning came to a conclusion. 1-2 count, Contasello with the bat on his shoulders. He'll raise it up as the pitch gets ready. Carlos will stare over at the first base side. Not a very big lead by Serta at first. From the stretch, the delivery fouled off and out of play. And that bat will continue for Contasello. Sun continuing to set here inside of Valley Strong Ballpark. A little over an hour and 20 minutes gone by here on this Wednesday night game. Nice showing here from the crowd near Visalia. Outside pitch misses for ball number two. Count goes even, two balls and two strikes. Contasello will take his time stepping out of the box, trying to regain his grip onto the bat. He'll get a little tap on the helmet and readjust his pants. Two balls, two strikes. Contasello will await the pitch. The delivery and a swing and a miss for Contasello. And that is a strikeout. Make that number four for Carros. And there's one away here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Right fielder. Brent.
So after a leadoff walk, Gavin Contasello strikes out swinging. And here comes Brett Johnson to the plate. Johnson, the right fielder for the Rawhide. Semi-open stance, batting from the left side of things. Right on left matchup, swings on that one and fouls it backwards. Brett Johnson, the 5'11", 195 from Juliet, Illinois. 0-1 count here for Johnson. Batting just above 200 at 213, one home run, 11 RBIs, as he'll get ready for the pitch, and that one will go into the dirt for a ball. As the catcher, Lorenzo, will get a new ball here from the home plate umpire, Evan Anderson. Tyrone Lorenzo doing a good job behind the plate for the Quakes here tonight. One ball, one strike. A quick glance over at the first base side by Carros. Serta not going anywhere yet. A little bit of a one-hop lead over there at first base. The pitch low, called for a strike. One ball, two strikes. A couple of the Rawhide fans not agreeing with the call. It was a fairly low ball. Looked like it was below the knees. Lorenzo had to go down into a block in order to keep that one in front of him. But nonetheless, Brett Johnson finds himself behind the count. One ball, two strikes. The one-out pitch on the way, and a swing and a miss from Brett Johnson. So after giving up a leadoff walk, Jared Carlos has struck out the last two batters, and there's two away here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Center fielder, Alvin Guzman.
It's a good response here by Carlos, and now making his way out to the mound is the manager for the Quakes, John Shoemaker. Shoemaker will look over to the bullpen, and it looks like that will be the end of the day for Jared Carlos. Jared Carlos had 75 pitches exact, 50 strikes, went 3 2/3 inning with 5 strikeouts. And when we come back, we will give you the new pitcher in the ballgame for the Rancho Quakes. We take a quick break. Quakes on top of the Rawhide, 7-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball right here on Valley Sports Live. Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on Bally Sports Live. The new pitcher in the ballgame for the Rancho Quakes, number 36, Joel Ibarra, the right-handed thrower, 176, 6 foot, from Hermosillo, Mexico, as he gets ready to get things going here for the Quakes here with two down here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Let's give you some numbers here on Ibarra. Ibarra comes in with 3 wins on the season, a 1.35 ERA, one of the lower ones on the team. I believe that's the lowest. The closest one is Carlos, who had 1.56. So some good pitching in the hands of Quakes pitching, as it's Alvin Guzman stepping into the game for the Rawhide. Two away here as he watches the pitch go down the middle of the plate for strike number one. So first pitch strike there for Ibarra, as Guzman makes his second appearance of the ballgame. One strikeout to his name back in the second. He went down swinging. Guzman batting from the right side. He sends that one up into the sky. Don Conroo going backwards, but Alonso will call it off in right field. And that will be the end of the inning. So after Jared Carlos gave off a leadoff walk, Quakes pitching was able to retire the next 3 batters. And it goes no hits, no runs, no errors. One runner left on base. We are through 4 innings of work. The Quakes lead over the Rawhide 7-1. You listen to Rawhide Baseball on Bally Sports Live. Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on Valley Sports Live. Luis Tejeda will make his second appearance, or his second inning of work here in the ballgame. He'll be facing off against Juan Alonso. A difficult last inning for the Rawhide. They gave up 5 runs, where 11 batters made an appearance for the Quakes. They went through the lineup, and then two more batters were able to step up to the plate. So the Rawhide looking to get out of the inning a lot quicker than they did last inning. 2-0 count here to begin this top half of the fifth. And that's an inside pitch called for ball number 3. Luis Tejeda began that last inning of work quickly. But it took another 2 batters for him to finally get out of the inning. 3 balls, no strikes. Tejeda trying to respond back with a strike. Instead, it's an inside pitch. And Juan Alonso will walk down to the first base side, unstrap his equipment. And it's a leadoff walk for the Rancho Quakes. So hoping to avoid the flashbacks from last inning. Alonzo's over there. First now it's going to be Kenneth Bethencourt stepping up to the plate for the third time today. 0-for-1, a flyout back in the second and a walk in the fourth. The right-handed batter facing off against the right-handed thrower as that one's into the dirt, gets through the legs of Christian Serta, and as a result, the runner will advance over to second. That's Juan Alonso, and runner in scoring position here for the Quakes, as Christian Serta will take off his mask, readjust his hat, and kind of just trying to calm down Luis Tejeda. 1 ball, no strikes, the pitch all the way, and that one's another ball into the dirt. That one fails a pass home plate, as that one's in about, 6 inches in front of home plate. Going down to a block for back-to-back pitches there was Christian Serta, and keeps the ball in front of him, so prevents the runner Juan Alonso from advancing over to third base. The pitch on the way from Tejeda, hard hit shot over to the right field side. Johnson's going to field that one. They're going to hold up the runner at third, and it's a back-to-back base runners here for the Quakes. Nice piece of hitting there by Kenneth Bethencourt. Goes opposite field. Brett Johnson charged in quickly and got the ball in. And as a result, it's now going to be Dayton Dooney stepping up to the plate. See his numbers there. Dayton Dooney, 231 average on the season, 15 RBIs. It's Christian Serta giving the instructions to the infield as we get ready to get things going once again. Seven-1 the score here in the top of the fifth inning. And a pitch that clips the outside portion of the plate for strike number 1. No balls and a strike to Dayton Dooney. Quakes trying to go back-to-back innings with a run scored as that one's fouled off above the Quakes dugout. And it's now no balls and 2 strikes here for Luis Tejeda. A little bit of a time called here. And we'll get ready to get things going once again. No balls, 2 strikes, 6 hits for the Quakes, 3 for the Rawhide. Rawhide do have 2 errors up on the board. A swing and a miss for Dayton Dooney. And completely frustrated with himself, he quickly walked back over to the Quakes dugout. Looked like a slider from Luis Tejeda, and he was completely out in front of that one. And there's one away here in the top of the fifth inning. In the bottom of the fifth, we'll give you the scores around the California League as Cameron Decker will step up to the plate, batting 226. Still looking for that 10th RBI. And he's got a runner 90 feet away if he wants to find a way to get that 10th run batted in of the season. Decker will watch first pitch strike go in there. One down here in the top of the fifth, pitch on the way, and that one goes high for ball number 1. 1-1 strike here, the count for Cameron Decker. Decker, 2 triples on the season. One of 2 Quakes batters who have recorded a 3-bag hit. And the appeal over to the first base umpire. It's going to be called a ball. 2 balls and a strike here. Cameron Decker will await the pitch. A nice hitter's count here with runners on the corners. Yeah, Alonzo at third, Bethancourt at first, and that one's thrown over the head of Decker. Christian sort of had to really jump out of the crouch like a frog, was able to prevent the ball from getting to the backstop, which holds Alonzo at third. Bethancourt with an easy stolen base. Looked like he was going before the pitch was even thrown, so the difficult catch there for Christian Serta really didn't affect the way that play ended up. So two runners in scoring possession. As a result, the infield will now come in. Called strike on Decker, and the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, a bag is open if the head does elect to go that route. But really don't want to go there right now as he goes back to the top of the order as Jose Izarra is the man on deck. The payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. What a pitch there. Attacks Cameron Decker with a high fastball. And as a result, there's two away here in the top of the fifth inning. So back-to-back K's for Rawhide pitching. And here comes Jose Izarra to the plate for the fourth time today. Getting ready for the pitch from the left side of the slab. The head out will wheel and deal. Strike number one called in the outside corner of the plate. Rawhide defense will go back to their normal positions. Jose Fernandez, really the defender who's the most shallow on the third base side, and really him, he's about 10, 15 feet behind the third base bag, about 10 feet to the right of the third base side. Swing and a miss. Nice fastball there from Tejeda. On pitch number 32, shows a lot of velocity on that one. Jose Izarra swinging and missing. Now no balls and two strikes with two away. Middle of the infield has their heels on the grass. The 0-2 pitch from Tejeda. The delivery. Swing, it's foul tipped and not unable to be held onto by Christian Serta. Ball bounced into the dirt, and as a result, the at-bat will continue. Quakes are doing a really good job today in finding ways to stay alive in these at-bats. And forcing the pitch counts to go up for Rawhide pitching. Pitch number 34 on the day. The delivery from Tejeda misses into the dirt. Kind of a backhand stab by Christian Serta. Now that's for a new ball, and it's now one ball and two strikes. Second pitcher used for the Rawhide today, Joe Elbus, began the ball game, and then he was replaced by Luis Tejeda. Jose Izarra will be the one waiting to pitch. That one's a wild pitch, goes past the head of Izarra and sliding home. It's going to be safe. Alonzo dives home, and the Quakes have another run on the board. It's going to be a wild pitch charge to Tejeda. Bettencourt will advance over to third base and is now 8-1 here in the top of the fifth inning. So now back-to-back innings now where the Quakes have converted a run. And these last two innings have proved costly for the Rawhide. Pitch on the way from Tejeda goes into the dirt. So after going with back-to-back strikes, it's now been three straight balls from Tejeda. Three balls, two strikes, and a payoff pitch coming with a runner 90 feet away from home. Back-to-back strikeouts from Tejeda after giving up two bags to begin the inning. The payoff pitch, it was a close pitch at the knees, but not going to get the call in their advantage as Evan Anderson calls for ball four. And lets Izarra take his base, and now Christian Serta is going to make his way back out onto the mound and have a quick word with Luis Tejeda. And as a result now, it's going to be Tyler Mark making his way out to the mound as well. It's a Rawhide mound visit. The Sean team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean team, where community matters. So 8-1 is the score here in the top of the fifth inning here. Joey Gonzalez here on the call for the fourth, fifth, and sixth inning. When we go to the bottom of the fifth, just a reminder, we'll give you scores around the California League. So that's coming up here in the bottom of the fifth inning. For the Visalia Rawhide, it's going to be Manuel Pena, Juan Cornell, and Anderson Rojas as the 8-9-1 batters coming up for Visalia. Mound visit will come to a conclusion, and now stepping up to the plate is going to be Rain Doncon. One hit here on the inning, but the Quakes have been able to capitalize on that thanks to a wild pitch by Luis Tejeda. They had two strikeouts, 37 pitches, only 19 strikes. Don Conn will await the pitch, and that one sits to the right side of the field. Will it drop? It's going to drop. Foul. Wow, very close play there. Evan Anderson was the umpire who had the best look at it. Instantly went into the infield, and he signals foul. Just landed right of the foul line. We'll see if we can get another look at that one. So no balls and a strike now. Luis Tejeda ahead in the count. And now Rain Doncon will step back in and get ready to do battle once again. Tejeda has two runners on, one on first and one on third. Inside pitch, and that one nearly hit the head of Rain Doncon. Quickly got out of the way of that one, and looks like he's all right. Actually, did hit Doncon, so he's going to walk over to first base, and the bases will be loaded for the second time this inning. He saw the helmet fly off. It looked like he just dived out of the way quickly of that one, but it did hit Doncon, and as a result, now he's going to walk over to the first base side. Now the athletic trainer Akinori Maeda is coming out to have a word with Doncon, just making sure everything's all right. The head injuries in today's modern sports have really become a major focus. You look around the National Football League, you look at how the concussion protocols are there, and it just has continued to go on and make sure that these sports are protecting these athletes' head injuries. So Doncon appears to be all right as he's just going to walk over to the dugout. As it looks like we have a pitching change. So we have a pitching change from Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia, California. When we come back, we'll give you the numbers from Luis Tejeda's outing, and we'll have the new pitcher in the ballgame for your Rawhide. 8-1 here in the top of the fifth inning. There are two outs. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
Anderson Rojas batting from the left side, leading off for the Rawhide in the bottom of the eighth inning. Pitch misses high and in. Ball one. It is still Lucas Wepf on the mound. Wepf is 6'5", 192 pounds. Pitch is a strike to Anderson. Signed as a free agent last year by the Dodgers out of Louisiana Monroe, originally from Toronto, California. Oh, this is the guy that I said was from Toronto, Canada the last time he pitched. The pitch is fouled off, and it will reach the Budweiser red zone area. For those of you who weren't listening and you want to hear my error, I suppose, the error on the broadcaster, it says Toronto, CA. On the... Oh, no, wait. He is from Canada, and I put Toronto, California. Jeez, I'm still wrong. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch from Webb. It's fouled off. So what happened was I saw Toronto, CA, thinking it was Toronto, California. The reason why I thought that is Rancho was really close to there. It's basically, he'd be a hometown kid, and I was talking about it. All of a sudden, I brought up his roster, his MLB page. The pitch misses out, and it said Toronto, Canada, and that was bad. I still messed it up this time. I think it's because, again, I'm originally from California. We're in the Cal League. Rancho is right near Toronto. I mean, the airport is called Ontario/Toronto Airport. The pitch is fouled off. Wow, 0-2 with Webb. Two balls, two strikes. nobody out. It's still a 9-1 ball game. Pitch is fouled off down the left field side. Rojas staying alive here. The Quakes have their 9 runs off of 9 hits. The Rawhide only have 3 hits. Last time they had a hit was back in the 3rd. Two, two. Fouled off again. Rojas does have 2 of the 3 hits for the Rawhide today. Here's the pitch. It is fouled off. He stays alive again. Let's take a look at the scores in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. Hillsboro currently leads Eugene 4-1 in the 6th inning. Amarillo fell to Frisco 10-4. And then Reno leads Sacramento 9-4 in the 9th. The pitch misses high, ball 3. And the Diamondbacks did defeat the Oakland Athletics today. Three balls, 2 strikes. The pitch popped up into shallow center field. Newell comes in, calls everyone off, makes the play to the left of second base, 1 down.
Making his way to the plate is third baseman, Jose Fernandez.
Jose Fernandez is batting from the right side, 1 down. Pitch is swung on a miss, is a high fastball that Fernandez waved at. Fernandez has flied out to right, lined out to right, and he's also walked. So the Rawhide have a lot of international players on the roster, including Fernandez. He's from Venezuela. The pitch is fouled off, 19 years old from Venezuela. And him, Joe Elbies, and Logan Clayton all went to a middle school here in Tulare County in Lemon Cove, Sequoia Union today, and they were speaking with 8th grade athletes. The pitch is fouled off out of play. So when I heard who was scheduled to come with us, I got nervous because Elbies and Fernandez, they both are originally from Venezuela. Their first language is Spanish. And I really haven't heard either one of them speak a lot of English before. Elbies, I was very impressed with. I think he's close to graduating from English class that they have here as the pitch is fouled off. Fernandez, on the other hand, is still gaining the confidence to be able to speak English, but he understands everything very well. I'm really impressed with what the Diamondbacks have been able to do in order to help these young Latin American athletes learn the language. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Here's the pitch. A hard ground ball hits off of the pitcher Wepp's glove. It goes into left field. Fernandez takes a late turn around first, but no chance to be able to try to go to second. I don't think he would have made it anyway. I think if Wepp let that one go, it might have gone to one of the middle infielders. One of those situations where he wouldn't know, but it is a hit for Fernandez. Just the 4th hit of the day for the Rawhide. 1 down, runner on first. David Martin bats from the left. He has struck out and flied out twice. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Count is 0-1. Hard ground ball up the middle. Second baseman, gloves flips to second, on to first in time. A nice play by Doncon, 4-6-3 to end the inning. Off the bat, it looked hard, but as soon as it hit the pitcher's mound, some funky spin happened, and it was right to the second baseman to end the inning.
Hey fans,
top of the 9th coming up. The Quakes still lead 9-1. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Top of the ninth, batting for the Quakes. Third baseman, Kenneth Bettencourt.
Kenneth Bettencourt leaves it off for the Quakes. It is the top of the ninth inning. Axel Indueza back on the mound. He delivers a strike at the knees. Here's the 0-1. Tries to check his swing, but it's a called strike anyway. Bettencourt today has singled and also walked and flat out twice. The 0-2 is low in the dirt. Ball one. Indueza kicks. 1-2 misses very outside as another batter's box. So today, for it being a Wednesday home game, it is our Brats, Beers, and Bingo night presented by Park Visalia. Fans were able to enjoy $2 off beer and mixed drinks. The pitch fouled off. And also $6 Brats by the Jameson On Deck Grill. And then Bingo is free for anyone who wants to participate. You just had to go to the Park Visalia info table along the right field concourse, and that's also where our Rawhide Rustlers can pick up their first giveaway today. The pitch swung on, fouled down the third base side, a bouncing foul ball. So the Rustlers Club is a club for any fans who are 55 and older. When you sign up, you purchase a ticket to every single Wednesday home game. The 2-2, slow ground ball, third baseman. No, it's the shortstop, Corniello, who comes over. The throw to first is low in the dirt. Conticello can't pick it out. Because of that, it'll be an error on, I assume, Corniello, the throw. So Bettencourt reaches on the error. That is the third error of the day. Runner on first, nobody out, and Juni at the plate. Here's the pitch. Fouled off into the netting. Tomorrow is our Girls Night Out promotion. It's an annual tradition here at Valley Strong Ballpark to have Girls Night Out, where we invite local female-owned businesses to have a booth here. They're able to sell products, give away items. The pitch misses low, and they bring a raffle prize, so anyone who wants to participate in Girls Night Out, any fan is available to participate for free, and you walk around with a passport, get it stamped by every single booth, that way you visit everywhere, and then you Drop your passport off at the team store, presented by Balance Comfort, as the pitch is a strike. And drop that off there, and you're entered into the raffle that way. Part of Girls Night Out, there is a ticket package for $10. You get a ticket into the CSDA pasture area and a drink voucher. The 1-2. Slow ground ball to the shortstop, Cornell. He bobbles it. He's going to try to recover, but nowhere to throw. Back-to-back errors for Cornell. The first one throwing, this one fielding. Runners on first and second. Nobody out now as Decker bats from the right side. First pitch to Decker. Ground ball to the shortstop, Cornell. He has it. Flips to second for one. On to first. In time, a double play. The run. Runner is now on third. Betancourt, but two outs.
And to play the shortstop, Jose Azara.
Another part of Girls Night Out tomorrow as Azara comes to the plate batting from the right with two outs and a runner on third. If you wear pink to the ballpark as part of Girls Night Out, you will get a $5 grandstand ticket presented by Party City. The pitch is a strike on the inside corner. So every Thursday is a dress-up theme day, and in the fact that it's Girls Night Out, we did a You Wear Pink. If those of you know the movie Mean Girls, they say on Wednesdays we wear pink. Well, this time it's going to be on Thursdays we wear pink. The pitch misses low and outside, ball two. And then also the Rawhide become the Toros de Visalia, part of the COPA program. Because of that, we have $2 Modelo. No, I beg your pardon, Estrella, and I believe it's Bud Light, $2 draft beers, as well as $5 margaritas and $5 micheladas all game long. Here's the 2-1. Fouled off out of play. I'm pretty sure that's all the promotions for tomorrow. There's a lot of them. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner on third, infield is back. The pitch, outside, ball three. Three balls, two strikes, and two outs. 9-1 ball game, the Quakes lead in the ninth. Indueza kicks. Fouled off, we will do it again. Payoff pitch again. It is flied into center field. Guzman comes over, makes the catch towards left center to end the inning. The Quakes still lead 9-1. The Rawhide need 8 to extend it, 9 to win it. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
July, where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the national pastime in Cooperstown with the annual Hall of Fame Classic, May 27th at historic Doubleday Field. The Classic features Hall of Famers and recently retired players representing all 30 Major League teams in both a home run derby and a Legends game. Join us in Cooperstown for this family tradition. Get your tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
Rawhide trailed by 8 in the bottom of the ninth inning. Last chance for the Hide. Madison Jeffries, the new pitcher on the mound. He delivers a ball to Cerda. Call to the bullpen, as always, is brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. They've been protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Say hello to ResCom. And bye-bye, Bugs. The pitch misses low, ball 2. Jeffrey in relief for Wepp, who is from Toronto, Canada. Through 2 scoreless innings, giving it 1 hit. Didn't walk anyone and struck out 2. Infield shading to the left. The pitch. Misses low, ball 3. Here's a 3-0. A strike right at the letters. Count is 3-1. Hitters count for Cerda. Jeffrey kicks. And there's ball 4 as it's low and outside. That is the second walk of the day drawn by Cerda. Condicello bats from the left side. He has doubled, struck out, and flied out to left. Rawhide only have 4 hits today. Condicello has 1. Fernandez has 1, and Rojas has 2. Jeffrey sets, and the pitch comes inside, and it hits Condicello. Runners on first and second with nobody out here in the ninth. Brett Johnson bats from the left.
Stepping to the plate, right fielder Brett Johnson.
First pitch to Johnson. Goes to the backstop. It's going to be a wild pitch on Jeffrey. The runners advance, 2 runners in scoring position now. One 0 count to Johnson. One 0 comes in. There's a strike. 2-1 count. Jeffrey delivers, and the pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Count is now 2-2. The 2-2. Makes it 3-2. Nobody out. Here's the payoff pitch. Called strike three at the knees. Johnson thought it was ball four, but he's rung up for the first out of the inning.
Center fielder, Alvin Guzman.
Alvin Guzman bats from the left side, one down. One out. Runner on third is still Cerda on second. Conticello, the pitch to Guzman is a breaking ball in there for a strike. Jeffrey delivers and the pitch misses out. He tries to check his swing and the umpire on the bases, Kim, says that he does go around. So it's a 1-1 count. Jeffrey, no wins or losses on the year. He has a 9 ERA. This is his 10th appearance out of the bullpen. He's thrown 8 innings for the Quakes, striking out 13 while walking 11. One, one. Comes high and in ball two. So 1-0 count. 1-2 count. And that one is swung on and missed. Strike three. Beg your pardon. Had the count wrong on the scoreboard, and I wasn't keeping track in my scorebook. But it is back-to-back K's. Doesn't matter what I say the count is, as long as the umpire has it right. Two balls, two... No, first pitch. Dang. Scoreboard's messing me up. I beg your pardon. It's two outs. Manuel Pena is batting from the left side. That pitch missed outside. Ball one. Two outs. The pitch misses inside. Ball two.
2-0.
Infield shifting to the right. Here's the pitch. Called strike count is now 2-1 with two outs. Still the runner on third is Cerda. And Conticello is the runner on second. Pitch misses out. Count is 3-1 now to Pena. Pena has grounded out twice and he has drawn a walk. 9-1 ball game in the bottom of the ninth inning. Rawhide trail by 8. Jeffrey sets, brings the glove to his belt, back up to his chin, back to his belt. Now kicks. Ball 4. The bases are loaded for the Rawhide. Two walks and a hit by pitch makes it full, but there are two outs, and Juan Corniel comes to the plate.
The shortstop, Juan Corniel.
And the pitching coach for the Quakes, Sean Coyne, will come out and have a quick conversation. Since 2012, Rosebuilders Milk Company has used its third generation farm fresh milk to create gloss bottled milk, coffee creamers, and super premium ice cream. Look for Rosebuilders products at your local grocer or check rosebuilders.com's where to buy page to find a store near you. With Roaster Brothers Milk Company, every sip is special. Bases are loaded. Two outs. Corniel at the plate. He has struck out 3 times today. Here's the pitch. It misses high, ball one. One oh, grounded foul. Cornell batting 235 on the year. He does have 12 RBI. An opportunity to pick up a few more RBI with the bases full. By the way, tonight's announced attendance 1,777. 1777. The pitch misses outside. Count is 2-1. We're almost at the 3-hour mark again. Rather long game. Once again, 9:25, although yesterday was a 3-hour, 31-minute game. But frankly, if a game's more than 2 hours and 45 minutes, it's considered fairly long in the pitch clock era. The pitch misses outside, ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Jeffrey delivers a pitch high and outside, ball three. The runners will be off on the pitch. They're full. With a full count and two outs. Third, Cerda. Second, Conticello. And on first is Pena. The pitch. Outside, ball four. Cornell draws a two-out, bases-loaded walk for a run to score. 9-2 ball game, bases still full. And top of the order, Anderson Rojas comes to the plate, batting from the left. First pitch to Rojas. He swings, ground ball to the right side. Second baseman Don Cone ranges. The throw to first ends the inning and ends the game. Final score, Rancho 9, Rawhide 2. The Quakes score their 9 runs off of 9 hits, not commit any errors. The Rawhide score their 2 runs off of 4 hits and committed 4 errors. The series is now tied up at 1. We come back. We'll go. Through that game again and let you know who the winning and losing pitchers are. Stay tuned for the postgame show. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Courageous, resilient, ready. Health is our passion.
Rawhide fall to the Quakes 9-2. The series is even at one win apiece. Today, the Rawhide bats were a little flat, only four hits today, and they also committed four errors. Meanwhile, the Quakes, nine runs off of nine hits, did not commit any errors. Joe Elbies takes the loss. He's now 1-2 on the year. He threw 3 2/3 innings, giving up four hits, seven runs, but only one of them was earned because there were two out errors in the fourth inning. In that inning, the Quakes sent nine batters to the plate and scored five unearned runs in that inning. Elbies did walk two and struck out four. His ERA is 2.77 now. Carroll's gets the win. Usually it doesn't happen. Usually the starting pitcher doesn't get the win unless they complete five innings. But sometimes the official score is able to say that they were the best pitcher. That one might change to Ibarra, but for now it's Karros. He threw 3 2/3 innings, giving a one earned run off of three hits, walked a batter, struck out five. And there we go. They just switched it. Okay, Ibarra is the winning pitcher. Right on cue. Ibarra is now 4-0 on the year, 2 1/3 scoreless innings, no hits. He did walk two and struck out a batter. I was looking on game day to make sure I had all the stats right, and literally as I was about to say that Ibarra did well and I thought he would be the winner, they switched it to the win, so Ibarra the winner. Elbies takes the loss. Today, still a little of a long game, 2 hours and 55 minutes, not the 3 hours and 31 minutes that we had yesterday. Expecting the pitcher tomorrow was Wyatt Wendell, and probably Armando Vasquez, the lefty, will be piggybacking off of him. And Chris Campos will be the starting pitcher for the Quakes tomorrow. 6:30 first pitch will be live right around 6:25 here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Those of you who are listening and watching on Bally Live and MLB TV, thank you so much for joining us today. And those of you listening at RawhideBaseball.com, again, thank you for joining us on this Wednesday evening. One final time, the Quakes, nine runs, nine hits, not commit an error. The Rawhide, two runs, four hits, committed four errors. Series tied up at one as we sign off here from Valley Strong Ballpark. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. for Thursday Night Baseball. You've been listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.